Indians general manager Chris Antonetti, our guest on Wahoo Week, as our coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona, and, of course, Wahoo Week presented by University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. Chris, glad to have you with us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage, and let's delve right into this as far as 2014 is concerned, the expectations that you and Tito have as far as this season is concerned, coming off a terrific 2013. Where's the bar now for 2014?
Well, we want to build on what we did last year. We certainly don't take the success for granted and know it's not just going to happen, but our goal is to compete for the Central, try to win the Central, earn a postseason berth, and then advance and compete for a World Series. That's, that's our goal. That's what we're focused on. And, there's a process that needs to happen to get there. And it's, like I said, it's not just going to, turn the page from last year and just go about things and see what happens. We have to work to get there. And we've got a great group of guys in the clubhouse and led by a great manager in Tito and a coaching staff that works really hard to put guys in a position to be successful.
Chris, do you sense that last year was just a glimpse of what this core group can do? I mean, there really wasn't anybody that had that blockbuster career year. Was it just a glimpse of how good this team can be?
We think so. I mean, we think we've got a really good group and nucleus in place. Now, you need those guys to stay healthy and continue to perform and develop and put the work in to get better. But it's still a young team. The success we had last year, we feel like we can build upon that because it is a young group that's either in their primes or entering the primes of their career.
Again, talking with Chris Antonetti, Indians general manager. I just used the term blockbuster, and certainly there wasn't a move this offseason that anyone would say that was a blockbuster move that made a real splash. But you did some things to tweak this roster, improve this team. Walk our listeners through that.
Yeah, I think we came into the offseason in a far different position than maybe the prior offseason. So I think as we looked at our plan, one of the things we wanted to do, even dating back to 12 months ago, was to bring guys in that would fit our team for the long haul. Guys like Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne, they not only had an impact in 2013, but we were planning for them to obviously have an impact in 14 and beyond. But some of the moves we did this offseason, one of our goals was to improve against right-handed pitching. We had the fourth best offense in the American League last year, and we wanted to try to improve upon that. And one way we felt we could do that was be better against right-handed pitching because we were really effective against lefties, but not quite as effective against righties. So we brought in David Murphy, who's got a track record of hitting right-handed pitching throughout his career, had a little bit of a down year, but we think there's a lot of reasons to believe he's going to bounce back. And he's a good outfielder with good versatility, runs the bases well, plays strong defense, so he can contribute in a variety of ways, and he'll fit in seamlessly in our clubhouse. The other probably most significant move was we wanted to try to address some of the losses in the bullpen. And we brought in John Axford, who's a couple years removed from being one of the best closers in all of baseball, really. And we think there's reason, again, to believe that he's back towards being that guy rather than maybe what the numbers look like on the surface.
That being said, Chris, there are still question marks about this team. That's why you come to Goodyear. That's why you have spring training. From your perspective and kind of from Tito's perspective, what are the questions that need to be answered?
Well, we need to figure out exactly what we'll do with third base and which direction we'll go there and how we piece that together. And then we've got a couple of spots on the bench to fill out and see which guys complement our group best. And then, there's a spot in the rotation and a few spots in the bullpen that there will be some significant competition for.
We've talked about last year, and certainly while you use that as a foundation, as a building block, I'm sure there's the other side that you say you can't rely on last year.
That's
all new. You got to start over.
Yeah, last year was great. We want to build upon that success, but we have to turn the page. As I said earlier, last year, is not just going to happen again. We have to work, remind ourselves what led to that success, and try to go about it and start from scratch and build it again.
As you look at this roster, the way it's currently constructed, now, as you said, there's some decisions to be made, but just the kind of nucleus of this team, Chris, what do you like about this club? What excites you about this team?
I like the fact that we're balanced. I think we do, if you look at our team, we're the essence of what a team is. We're not relying upon any one individual or one area of our team to carry us. We feel like we've got a strong rotation that's young and still has a lot of potential and upside. Our bullpen, we feel really good about the mix of guys we got back there and feel that that could be a strength of our team. And our position player club's very well balanced. We should be effective again against left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching. We play defense. We run the bases. So the thing I like best is the balance.
Is there a player or two that you're hoping to have a big bounce back year from?
Well, I think we have that potential. If you look around the diamond, there are a lot of guys that contributed and were part of our success last year, but may not have performed to their career norms. And if you look around the diamond, there are a number of those guys. Nick Swisher, again, big part of our success, but didn't have the types of years that he's accustomed to having in the past. Michael Bourne, similar thing as Drubal. Lonnie Chisenhall at third base. So when you look around the diamond, there's still a lot of potential for us to get better.
When you look at this club, there are some young guys that are the core nucleus of this team. You locked one up in the offseason with Michael Brantley. Just talk about what that means to the organization.
Yeah, Michael is a consummate professional. I think, again, as we talked about that versatile and well-rounded team, Michael as an individual player is that guy. He can play all three outfield positions very well. He can hit him anywhere in the lineup. He really has an he impacts the game in so many ways, whether it's offensively, defensively, on the bases. He's a complete player, and he's also an extraordinary teammate. He goes about his business as well as anyone on our team, the way he prepares in the offseason, the way he goes about his routines every day, and the type of teammate that he is. And his sole focus is trying to find a way to help the team win that day, and there are a lot of ways in which he can do that.
Finally, to wrap things up, just for you as a fan of the Indians, I know you got to sit there and make tough business decisions sometimes, but just as a fan, I'm sure you like to just sit back and watch baseball. How exciting was last year for you as you now get into this year? Exciting is that for you?
Well, it's always fun to be playing competitive baseball in September and October. That's
absolutely
what we work so hard for, and I know how passionate our fans are about that, and we are equally passionate about not only getting to the postseason, but we want to deliver a World Series. I think we want to share in that celebration, and our fans have longed for it for so many years that our focus as an organization is try to find a way to win a World Series, and it was a lot of fun last year going through it. It obviously didn't end the way we envisioned, so hopefully we can write a different ending.
I know for one night in October, those guys in that clubhouse got a feel for how electric Progressive Field can be when that place is just amped up and ready to go.
Yeah, it was a great environment. I mean, it was really loud. Everyone was on their feet, and our players got a taste of it, and I think that's made them hungry for more.
No doubt. Chris, we appreciate
Thanks,
you stopping
Tim, appreciate
by.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Chris Antonetti, Indians general manager, as he joins us here in Goodyear, part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And again, Wahoo Week presented by University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center on AM 930 WEOL.